Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Maria Curtis, a lay Dominican and retired music educator who lives in Arizona. Her preaching is entitled, The Gift of Persistence.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. One day Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he had finished, one of his disciples asked him, Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples. He said to them, When you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we too forgive all who do us wrong. And subject us not to trial. Jesus said to them, If one of you knows someone who comes to him in the middle of the night and says to him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine has come in from a journey, and I have nothing to offer him. And he from inside should reply, Leave me alone. The door is shut now, and my children and I are in bed. I can't get up to look after your needs. I tell you, even though he does not get up and take care of the man because of friendship, he will find himself doing so because of his persistence and give him as much as he needs. So I say to you, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened to you. For whoever asks receives. Whoever seeks finds. Whoever knocks is admitted. What father among you will give his son a snake if he asks for a fish? Or hand him a scorpion if he asks for an egg? If you, with all your sins, know how to give your children good things, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? The Gospel of the Lord. When I first entered the Dominican Order and we received instructions in praying Lectio Divina, our mentor suggested looking for a word that leapt out of us from the reading and to use that word to focus on thought and prayer. In today's Gospels, 2 words popped out at me, persistent and ask. Anyone who knows me will tell you I'm a very well-versed with the word persistent. If someone tells me I can't do something or it is too difficult for me, just watch out. When I was in elementary school, I started out in the lower grades, not too well coordinated. My mother was a school nurse, and teachers talked to her as a colleague, and she shared with me the story of one physical education teacher who had me for class in the 2nd grade, left to stay home with her children for a few years, and when she came back to teaching, couldn't believe I was the same student she had had in primary grade. By 6th grade, I was playing basketball, softball, track and field, and in 7th grade, I tried out for cheerleading and was one of the lucky chosen. In high school, I even went on to letter in tennis. It was hard work, but I wanted to be able to do activities that weren't necessarily easy for me. I persisted, and the hard work paid off. I would never be an Olympic athlete, but it gave me a great feeling of accomplishment to be able to overcome obstacles. The same thing happened to me in college when I pursued a music degree. I had to work really hard to overcome deficiencies in my technical musical skills and to get accepted into the music college. But I persisted and have enjoyed a full career as a music teacher and musician. When Jesus is asked by his disciples to teach them to pray, he urged persistency and to not be afraid to ask. Jesus encouraged us to make our prayer more than rote, automatic words. He urges us to have a personal talk with our Father, to share with him what our needs are, to share our pain, to share our joy. Persistency is not always about God answering our prayers in the manner we expect, but by continually praying to him, by not giving up, persistently sharing our thoughts and our needs. Sometimes, by doing that, it makes it clearer to us what he really wants for us, and it may not be exactly in the way we're expecting. I remember praying for my sister and her husband, who desperately needed a job. What looked like a really good opportunity arose, even though it would mean them going out of state. We prayed, but he didn't get the job. My sister couldn't understand why God hadn't answered our prayers. I persisted and continued to pray, and a few months later, he did get a job, a really good job, and it was in state. A year later, my sister found out that the job opportunity we had originally asked God for had gone bankrupt. They would have been out of a job and out of state. Yes, God does know better. What father would give their child a snake when he asks for a fish? Sometimes when we pray, we don't get exactly know what to ask to pray for. But our Lord reminds us, ask our Heavenly Father for the Holy Spirit. With his guidance and wisdom, we can begin to see the path God wants for all of us. With persistence and asking for the Holy Spirit's help, we can achieve that connection with God that makes our lives full and complete. I look back on all the earthly accomplishments I was able to achieve through persistence and hard work, and the feelings of joy I received from them cannot compare to what I can feel if I achieve the persistence of prayer and the fullness of a relationship with our Lord. And I need not fear to ask. I have my Lord's own words telling me that to ask is the right way to pray. When I ask, I am seeking to be closer to Him. His love has always been directed towards the goal of bringing us, His children, ever closer to Him. What an awesome God He is. What a wonderful gift is persistence. For it brings us to true prayer.